USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's first female fighter pilot to fly in combat, now Arizona Republican U.S. Senator Martha McSally, says at a Senate hearing today on sexual assault in the military that when she was a fighter pilot in the Air Force, she was raped by a superior officer.
Like so many women and men, I didn't trust the system at the time. I blamed myself. I was ashamed and confused. And I thought I was strong, but felt powerless.
She says it almost caused her to quit the service. The Democratic National Committee pulling the plug on the Fox News channel when it comes to hosting any Democratic primary debates. DNC Chief Tom Perez saying that comes after he read a New Yorker article that says there's an extremely close tie between Fox and the Trump administration. He says he doesn't think Fox can host a fair and neutral debate among Democrats. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Beloved host of the TV game show Jeopardy since 1984, Alex Trebek says he wanted to make this announcement himself in keeping with the transparency he's always shown his fans.
I also wanted to prevent you from reading or hearing some overblown or inaccurate reports regarding my health. So therefore, I wanted to be the one to pass along this information. Just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally, the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this.
That from a video Trebek posted today on YouTube. President Trump says of reports that North Korea is rebuilding a missile launch facility that it had dismantled after his first summit with Kim Jong-un are true, he'll be very disappointed. But he says the U.S. is still looking into the reports. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Earlier this week came word that Hillary Clinton had made it official that she will not be running for president in 2020. And Minnesota Democratic Senator and now presidential hopeful Amy Klobuchar reacted, saying she wasn't surprised at the news.
I had a really good meeting with Secretary Clinton about some of the things that she needs to be taking on as a country. And of course, foremost is just how we're dealing with foreign relations and diplomacy.
However, today come several reports citing sources close to Hillary Clinton saying she never meant in her Monday comments during an interview to completely close the door on a possible run in 2020. An actor from the hit movie School of Rock has now been arrested after Florida authorities say he stole several guitars. Charged for the thefts in the Tampa Bay area, 27-year-old Joey Gatos Jr., who played a child guitar prodigy named Zach in the 2003 movie.
Lead guitar, Zach Attack. Take a seat.
Venice police say Gatos walked out of a Troll music store there with a guitar on February 7th, then allegedly took a $2,000 Les Paul from a Sarasota Sam Ash store on the 11th and was arrested a few days later. Also charged for thefts from Charlotte and Manatee counties. He's been charged with a total of 4 felonies. And just getting word, R&B singer R. Kelly is again under arrest, this time after a hearing about unpaid child support. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.